fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over 2 decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome to your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is the last day of August 2020, and this is show number 108. Well, Nick, it's Monday. What does that mean for the markets as usual?
Well, usually we're up on a Monday, but today we got a little bit of a mixtape. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 160 points. The S&P 500, as we speak, is down just 75 cents. And then you have the NASDAQ rallying again. That's up 55 points, which is a gain of almost 0.5%. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag of tricks this morning, but we'll see what we get by the close.
Okay, so it's also a big day from the standpoint of split mania, right?
Yeah, we do have Apple and Tesla both splitting this morning. So remember, that doesn't really change anything. The market cap is still the same. Just if you had 100 shares of Apple, now you have 400 shares. You have 100 shares of Tesla, now you have 500 shares. But the reality of it is your share price is a lot lower. But these stocks are acting very, very well today. But I have to think the run up into the split, they're acting well. It's a little bit of bait to get the weak money involved right now. I think they're due for a pullback, both of them shortly.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I really do. These stocks have gone parabolic. They've had great moves. I'm not taking anything away from it, but they're just so overbought and extended. It was a run-up really since the announcement of the split. They went on fire to the upside. So I think today you're seeing some money go in there, but I'd be careful over the next few sessions, even next week.
All right. Well, I don't doubt it. You know, Apple was up to close to $500 a share, Tesla $2,000. And, I guess it depends also when the S&P 500 starts including Tesla, or the S&P 1.
Yeah, that has not been announced yet, but that's really what kept a bid in that stock while it was consolidating really throughout the month of July, was the fact that Tesla would be at some point put into the S&P 500. But that has not happened, but that is still a little bit of a wild card for Tesla and a positive for the stock overall because people don't want to get in front of that.
Yeah, so they're not. Well, you know, there was an article that said that short sellers have lost $25 billion shorting Tesla.
Well, I would actually think it could be more. I mean, just think of the move that this thing has had. If you go back in March, split adjusted, the stock was was trading around $70. Now with the split, trading at $468. So, you know, just think of the move that the stock has had. And what creates Tesla's move higher is really short covering.
Yeah, short covering. And you think about it, talk about catching a falling knife, huh?
Yeah, it's quite remarkable. But the shorts continue to try it. You got big name shorts out there, too. You got Chainos. You have a bunch of other big hedge fund managers out there. These guys are constantly trying to short Tesla, and they've gotten their head handed to them each and every time.
Yeah, it's kind of amusing to see what's happening, that these professionals can be so wrong about the market.
Yeah, I even was talking to somebody over the weekend. They said that they believe Chainos is even more in on the short now. So at some point, you might run out of money, though. You know, there are margin calls and stuff like this.
Hey, what did I forget who said it, that the market can stay irrational much longer than you can stay solvent?
That's right. That's an old saying from back in the day. And I think that was from Alan Greenspan. And it's very, very true. And it holds true with Tesla just as much as it did back in the 90s.
Yeah, well, at some point, Tesla's going to take a hit, but it's kind of like Bitcoin. Tesla really is the Bitcoin of stocks.
It really is. And, you know, to think about it, it's viewed as a technology company. It's not really viewed as a car company. And the valuation is just absolutely ridiculous. But the stock continues to go higher. That's why I always tell people, follow the trend. The trend is your friend, except at the end. And the trend on that thing has been pretty much straight up.
Yeah, and when you're betting against the trend, you better hope that it's at the end, right?
That's right, and you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you know, you're going to wind up like a lot of these hedge fund managers in a lot of pain.
Yeah, a lot of pain and a lot of losses for their so-called investors, right?
That's right. It's been a rough, rough journey trying to fight that stock. And hats off to Elon Musk. He really has it in for the shorts, and he's done a pretty good job of getting that stock price to where it is.
Yeah, and he just keeps slamming them. And his mastery of the news flow there, I haven't seen anybody who can play the news flow as well as he does.
He really used it. You said it with the right word, master. And he has been, whether it's a Twitter feed, whether it's a press release, he actually gets people excited about that stock. And when the shorts have to cover, there's another huge move every time. But the stock now is at parabolic territory here. This month alone, in the month of August, it's had its biggest move ever. So I think traders want to be careful going into September.
Okay. And like you said here, right now we're in the last trading week before the holiday, I should say.
Yes. So this is the final trading week before Labor Day, which will be next Monday, which will be the 7th of September. So the volume trends are expected to be very, very light, barring any geopolitical events. We never know what we can get, especially going into this election cycle. But I don't look for a whole lot of upside or downside this week. I think it's more of a quiet period where we're just going to see a lot of choppiness overall in some indexes. But the individual names we'll keep an eye on. But generally, this is a week where a lot of traders are away. They're on vacation. Even last week, as you said, a lot of traders are in the Hamptons. We'll see what they do this week. But, it's a period where most people take vacation. But next week, when we get back from Labor Day, that's where things could can get a little bit exciting.
So right now, like when you do have a holiday period, the A traders are out. It's the B team and the C team that are watching things. And, that if you are planning something, that's a great time to set it up, right? Because they don't know what to do as well as the A team does.
Yeah, the JV squad is on duty right now. And that's usually how it works. Or they'll have, a single man at the desk. But, the reality of it is nowadays with computers, these guys are watching every quote on their phone. They could get back into the office or get to a terminal very, very quickly if they need to be there. So we'll see how this week plays out. But historically speaking, it usually is a week with very, very light volume trends. And in all fairness, August had some of the lightest volume trends I can remember in quite a while. I did not think we'd see it this light this year, with all the geopolitical events, with the virus and everything else that was going on. But it was a very, very light volume August, and that looks to be continuing today.
Okay, so we would be remiss if we didn't address gold and silver. It was up last night in the access market trading. It was up this morning, then it went down, then it went up again. It seems like whatever manipulation they're trying to perpetrate here seems to get fought back. Now it's down a little bit, but silver is still up.
Yeah, so gold on the futures right now is down about 3.5 points. That's not really that big a deal. It did have a big, big run on Friday. And then today we have silver futures up about 50 cents. That's actually having a very good day, up 1.85%. So a little bit of mixed bag picture there. But, I like silver going forward more than I like gold.
Yeah. What about the volume for this sector? It seems like it didn't buckle like the rest of the market.
No, it didn't. And I don't think it's going to either. This is a period right now where when you look at precious metals, they are very, very watched by many, many people. Even a lot of new speculators coming on are now saying, hey, what's going on with gold and silver? This is, you know, quite amazing. So, you know, again, I don't think the volume trends there are going to fall off a cliff. But what I will say is that, you know, we just watch the pattern. We let the pattern tell us what to do, and we just go by that. But right now, gold and silver still to be in a consolidation pattern, but silver is actually stronger on the charts right now than gold is.
So that's so interesting, because silver has been the dog for so many years now, Nick.
Dog with fleas. So it's really been, you know, the dog. But it has made an enormous move in the last few months, and it's holding up really, really well, showing better relative strength at the moment. Not to say gold is showing weak relative strength. It's not. Gold is very strong as well. But silver is showing much better strength than gold at the moment.
For sure. And it's quite apparent. And the beauty is it's consolidating right under that $30 mark, which means the next move, where do you think it could take us?
Well, once you break out of $30.70, it goes to $35.25. That will be a 618 retrace on silver. So that'll be a very, very big level for a lot of technical traders like myself. Next spot after that is $40. Next spot after that takes you back to 50. You break out of 50, you know, this thing just takes off to no man's land. So again, there's still a lot of work to do, but I will give you the positive caveat for silver. It broke out of a low, low base. That is a power move. And anytime you get a power move, there's going to be continuation down the road.
Hey, it's only 6 months ago, Nick, it hit its major, major low of just under 12 bucks.
Yeah, went to 11.64 on the futures. And here we are talking about silver at $28.34 today. So just think about that move right there. But, you know, the way it's holding up is very, very good right now. When you look at a daily chart, I mean, it's above its 20-day moving average. I mean, if you look at technicals, that's a very fast moving average, and it's above its 20-day moving average. Whereas, you know, gold is just below its 20-day moving average and making potentially lower highs on the chart. So in my opinion, silver is strong. I always love when things make, when things break out of a low end base. That's a power move. I always tell people that. I always tell all my members that. And again, I'll be watching silver for another breakout higher in due time here. But I'd love to see just a little bit more sideways. Let it build a bigger base again at this level, and then it could go much, much higher.
All right. Well, we will be watching very closely in the weeks and months ahead. No doubt it's going places. And you can, too, if you go over to inthemoneystocks.com, take a look at Nick's extensive trading record and a lot of other info there. The Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. Email us with your questions, comments, and thoughts. We'll answer all. KL@KerryLutz.com. And Nick, we will pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.